Anyone that stands up to challenge President Museveni's leadership gets to be met by all manner of things, including trumped up charges and all of that. You remember Dr. Kizza Besigye, when he set out to challenge President Museveni, the trumped up charges of rape against him, treason, and all these different things, you know, all of which charges, by the way, eventually failed because they were trumped up. So it's not surprising that the state will use people like Mr. Male Mabirizi to try and look for all manner of ridiculous charges to throw at him. I mean, when he says and alleges that his academic qualifications are questionable, for heaven's sake. This gentleman was nominated as a member of parliament. He is a member of parliament, and anyone that qualifies to be a member of parliament qualifies to be president of Uganda. And our national examinations body called UNEB, Uganda National Examinations Board, has clarified that Honorable Kyagulanyi Ssentamu Bobi Wine properly went to school. He qualified, he passed, and all of that. The Electoral Commission also has his documents and so on. So the likes of Male Mabirizi really are people that just jump in to try and cause inconvenience and chaos, all of which will not succeed anyway.
Mr. Mabirizi has also questioned Honorable Bobi Wine's date of birth. I understand that the IT department of the parliament has come out to claim responsibility for what they call an error. What exactly did they have to say?
Just like he clarified earlier today, Honorable Bobi Wine Kyagulanyi Ssentamu was born in February of 1982. And as he told his story, and there's recordings of even his late father talking about this over 10 years ago, saying when he was in primary six, he caused him to skip a class so that he gets to sit his primary seven, the primary leaving examinations, way earlier than he should have, partly because he was a bright kid, was a bright student, but also they had challenges of school fees, tuition, and so his father thought it wise, you know, since he was bright enough and could pass, let him skip a class so that the father doesn't have to struggle with tuition, since he had many other children to take care of and so on. And so he skipped class and he passed highly. Of course, at the time, his father was advised that, you know what, for him to be able to fit among these students that are older than him, let's add 2 years to his age in terms of the document, such that he gets to fit in and such that there gets to be no disturbance whatsoever. And so that's how his academic documents got to have that date of 1980, because his father was advised to do so, so that his child can be able to study, since he did not have school fees and tuition and so on. But years later, when Honorable Kyagulanyi was of age, he swore an affidavit clearly stating his exact date of birth, which was 12th of February 1982, and his other documents now have the correct date. So there should be no cause for alarm, you know. This happens a lot, really, in Africa, where children are caused to skip classes, partly because, yes, they have the potential, they are bright, but also partly because their parents cannot afford tuition, school fees. So they, you know, cause them to skip classes and be able to avoid paying tuition for an entire year.